Ivory-billed woodpeckers are gone forever. So are Bachman's warblers and stirrup shell mussels. They're among the more than 20 species the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declared extinct today, removing them from the endangered species list. Habitat destruction and climate change have created a global crisis, threatening more than a million species with extinction. Bridget Fahey from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Division of Conservation and Classification joins us now with more. Bridget, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Bridget, these species used to be on the endangered species list. Explain how U.S. Fish and Wildlife determined that they were actually extinct.
We analyzed information on the last time a species was detected in the wild, information that we have on how easy or hard they are to detect, and looked at the survey effort to try to find those species. And in all these cases, we found that the best available science indicated the species was extinct.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about some of the species on this list and some of the reasons they're now extinct.
So many of the species on the list are birds from Hawaii, and species that are endemic to islands face a heightened risk of extinction due to their isolation and small geographic ranges. Additional species were freshwater mussels from the southeastern United States, which is America's biodiversity hotspot for freshwater mussels. And mussels, you can think of them as indicators of healthy functioning ecosystems that we all depend on for survival. They indicate good water quality, and they can help filter some of the pollutants out of the rivers.
Bridget, as someone who works in conservation, I mean, how are you feeling about this news? How are you reconciling your findings?
It's certainly sad news to announce that so many of these species are gone forever. It's a reminder of why we need the Endangered Species Act to help prevent species extinctions. I think it's kind of a sobering and serious day for those of us in the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well, thinking about these designations and the importance of them, I mean, what does it mean when a species is gone for good? What does it say about our current conservation efforts?
Well, first, I just want to make sure that we're aware that most of these species may have been extinct by the time the Act was passed in the early 70s, and so the Act itself just came too late in order to protect them.
Are you expecting more species to be declared extinct in the near future?
Well, with this action, we have caught up with all the species that we are aware that are on the Endangered Species Act and are extinct, or most likely extinct. So I'm not expecting that many more soon, but I do think many scientists believe that we are in the sixth mass extinction. So I think we need to work to get ahead of that curve by ensuring that we have healthy ecosystems with intact habitat and a network of connected protected lands around the globe so that we don't have to make announcements like this in the near future.
Bridget Fahey is from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services Division of Conservation and Classification. Bridget, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Tanya.